This is Rafe Jenkins Podcast, E2E, entrepreneur to entrepreneur. Make sure you follow me on Facebook at Rafe Jenkins TV and consider sharing this podcast with your friends. Today, we are with Idalee Cathcart, and we're going to be talking about how and why businesses should help out veterans. Hey, Idalee, how you doing?
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Well, I'm a serial entrepreneur. I've got a passion to help others. I'm originally from New York, and when I went to college, my roommate was from Texas, and I came to visit her and never left. So,
that's
but,
awesome.
I'll always love New York, especially the bagels and knishes and pizza.
Yeah, good. So tell us about your company and everything you do.
Okay. Well, to give a little history, I actually started my company making my signature truffle called the Idalees of Texas. I still even make them today. In fact, I delivered some this morning at my veterans group. And I do it on, you know, pretty much on demand. I also did corporate logos, by the way, Rafe, for about 9.5 years when I lived in Houston.
Interesting.
And I sold off the logo part of my business and put the rest on hold in 1991 to go to culinary school. I attended the Culinary Institute of America in Hyde Park, New York, and graduated a degree with baking and pastry arts.
Yeah.
And I continued to grow my certification, and over the years I became an executive pastry chef. But due to health issues, because I had to stand on my feet for like 16 to 18 hours a day and not get much sleep, I had to learn how to work smart instead of hard.
Yeah.
So I actually got more into research and development, and over the years I've had more than 7 products that I've developed under my name and have gotten manufacturers to basically make it. And I still have to do most of the sales, but I recently got my sauce on the market. It's a specialty sauce that you can use as a base for many other things. So I started doing that. I found a co-packer to do that for me, and they make my product for me under my name. And I sell mostly to hotels and caterers, and I'd like to get into multi chain restaurants because they want consistency, and my product is very consistent. In fact, I call it my sauce of diversity because it's the appeal of the deal on the meal.
There you go.
Yes.
Awesome.
They love that. Thank you.
Yeah, so one thing I know about you is you're very passionate about veterans. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, here's the thing. My products are not who I am. My products are tools for me to help others, okay? For example, my father did consulting for the military. My uncles served in World War II. My brother is named after my uncle, Ted, that was killed at Battle of the Bulge. So our warriors and our country's protective shield have gotten a bad rap, and we need to support what they do to keep our country safe. So my passion is to help the veterans. As I shared with you in the past, I attend a veterans networking, a couple of veterans networking groups here in Dallas. As a kid, I also did drug counseling. My passion is to help other people. Okay, so that's kind of where I'm at.
That's great. So how does your business help veterans specifically?
How does my business help veterans?
Yeah.
Okay, so when I make a sale, I will give a percentage back to a veteran's 501c3.
Hmm.
Or I give a discount off of product that they order.
Right.
And sometimes it's not even the product, but volunteering my time. Because time is money, of course. So, like yesterday, they were having an event in Dallas that they're hosting, putting on tomorrow, actually. And yesterday I went to help out with Operation Care at the Dallas Convention Center.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, that's where I was. So, sometimes it's just a smile or a hug, you know, that helps them. you know, and encouraging words to let them know how special their efforts have been.
Yeah. So like in our country right now, there is this debate whether or not veterans are valuable or if they're extremely valuable. Why are they valuable, number one, and then why should we help them?
They're valuable because they really care, and for the diligence they go through to train and to learn how to keep an individual safe.
Yeah.
How to keep a home safe, how to keep a country safe.
Right.
Okay. Those are just unbelievable, unbelievable efforts. And I don't think they get enough recognition for it.
No, I agree. 100%.
I'd have to hang up.
So, what are some simple ways business owners can help veterans?
Okay.
Are there any organizations that you recommend, or is there any suggestions that you could give us?
Well, there's many. Okay. For example, several of the military that attend our meetings, for example, are groups that are 501c3s.
Hmm.
Okay. So they want it like Operation Care. If you want to go to Battle Buddy Info, or if you want more information from the Veterans Resource Center or Momentum Texas, they do so many events to help train veterans in entrepreneurship, to give them jobs. I mean, it's just amazing. The groups that I go to are mostly veteran entrepreneurs or veterans that are looking for an opportunity.
Right.
And this really, really provides it. Momentum Texas does a fantastic job with what they do. And it's just one thing after another, you know, of veteran-formed businesses that do a tremendous justice.
Yeah.
You know, like UTA, the veterans business, the VBOC, they call it. I mean, they give classes at UTA on entrepreneurship. I mean, other people would have to pay thousands and thousands of dollars
right. To
go through a program like that to learn how to build a business. But the veterans help each other, and that's what I love about this group.
Yeah, awesome. So this is the part in our podcast where I'm opening it up for you to say whatever is on your mind or anything that's on your heart. So go ahead.
Okay. Well, I mean, I would like to ask, you know, people that understand my passion and agree with it, because I love helping children too. Okay. As I mentioned, as a kid, I did drug counseling because I don't think any parent should have to go through the grief of losing a child from a drug overdose. Okay. Or anything like that. So if you know anybody in the food service industry, like a hotel, a restaurant, a caterer, anybody, okay, that could use a premier product to enhance their menu, send me their information, or share my information with them. My product is called Chef Ida Lee's Luscious Legacies, Sauce of Diversity. And according to the creativity of the person making it, it'll prove to be, like I said, the appeal of the deal on the meal.
Awesome. Adelie, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, you take care.
In closing, I'd like to say that, you know, how can I be of service to those who have served?
Right.
And, you know, contact me if someone in their family or friends are currently serving, you know, we say prayers for them.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
All righty.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.